Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Monday, June 13th. After trading sharply higher on the opening and the Sunday night session, corn and beans backed off during the rest of the day, with corn able to hold on to significant gains, but soybeans and wheat trading lower throughout the day and trading sharply off of the Sunday night highs. So first, taking a look at the corn, we've got July finishing up 7 cents at $4.30 a bushel, with December up 9 and a quarter at $4.40. December touching off of last July's high of $4.46 and three quarters before backing off through the rest of the day. Funds now long over 200,000 contracts of corn, adding between 3,000 and 5,000 contracts during today's trade. The USDA announced the sale of 115,000 tons of sorghum to unknown. Informa came out with acreage estimates. They reduced the corn acres from May's estimate of 93.37 million acres down to 92.56, and this is versus the previous USDA estimate of 93.6. Export inspections were very strong at 1.69 million tons versus 1.067 last week, and crop ratings came out this afternoon with corn rated 75% good to excellent. That's versus 75% last week. Moving to the wheat, we've got July down 3 3/4 at 491 and a quarter, with December down a penny and a half at 523 and a quarter. Kansas City, July down 7 3/4 at 460 and 3/4. Kansas City, December down 7 at 503. Weakness in the wheat due partially to beneficial rains in the former Soviet Union and also in eastern Australia. And we've got the harvest advancing in the U.S., and that is also pressuring the wheat. Without any real strong fundamental support in the wheat, the corn can only do so much work there. Spring wheat came out at 79% good to excellent, with winter wheat rated 61% good to excellent, and export inspections came in at 363,000 tons versus 391,000 last week. Funds came in short about 60,000 contracts of wheat. That's about the only bullish factor in the wheat right now, is the still fund short position, and they may have added 5,000 contracts of that this afternoon. Moving to the soybeans, we've got July finishing down 9 1/4 at 11.69. That's after making a high overnight of 11.98 and 3/4. And we've got November down 3 3/4 at 11.59, making a high overnight of 11.86 and a quarter. Some of the pressure in the July beans versus the November, with some spread trade rolling out from July to the NOV. And also, we've got Informa came out with their acreage estimates for the beans. They've got now 83.76 million acres in beans versus 83 million in May, and a USDA estimate of 82.2 million. Funds are long a near record 240,000 contracts of beans, and with that kind of long fund position, you're definitely going to have continued bullish news to keep this sustained. Export inspections came in at 136,000 metric tons, that versus 98,000 last week. The bean crop is rated 74% good to excellent versus 72% last week, and we are 92% planted versus 85% last year. A lot of this strength in the corn and initially in the beans was on a over the weekend forecast calling for warmer and drier in the 15 today period. We will see have to see how that plays out, and naturally the corn, which does its silking and pollinating earlier, is more sensitive to these weather factors than the soybeans. So in outside markets, we've got the dollar down 24 points at 94.38, crude oil down 50 cents a barrel at 48.57, and we've got the Dow Jones down 132 points, with gold up $11.40 an ounce to $1,287.30. That's about all I have for now. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.